All right, let's move on to another segment. This is called Did You Know? And this again is just stories that I saw that made me laugh or made me think. The first one has to do with artificial intelligence and the fact that we're all carrying around these devices and they are learning us so much. And according to research from the University of Chicago, they can now predict your age, your sex, your race, your political affiliation, and your socioeconomic conditions or status by just your purchases alone. So they don't need your name. All they need to know is your purchases. So see if you fall into some of these. I didn't fall into too many of these. For instance, the most accurate predictor of someone being white. What do you think? Based upon a purchase, what do you think is one of the most accurate predictors of being white? And I don't eat this thing. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with food that you buy. What do you think? Guaranteed you're white if you buy these. Any ideas? English muffins. How many of you even eat English muffins? I don't. They're not part of our regular diet. How about a show that you can watch that if you watch this show, you are definitely white? TV show. Any ideas? Heather says a food, Oreos. I don't know if eating Oreos is an indicator that you are white. A show that you watch that guarantees that you are probably white is The Big Bang Theory. The best predictor that you are conservative, male and conservative. Orion says Carl's Jr. for the food. That's it. I had Carl's Jr. today. Don't tell anybody. Best item that you could purchase to predict that you are a male conservative. Oh, Matthew says for the TV show The Golden Girls. How about a more recent show, Matthew? It's The Big Bang Theory. Blake said Wheel of Fortune. What about something that you purchase where they know instantly when you purchase this thing you're a white conservative? And I'll add to that the okay, Orion kind of brought this up, the fast food chain that says you are conservative. Oh, well, Tammy, this one seems obvious, right? A gun. That's not the answer. That's on the list, though. But that is not the number one answer as we do a little family feud here. What do you think? The number one item that you can purchase that says you're a white conservative, or the fast food brand that says you are a conservative? Most of you are conservative, so you should get this answer right. Blake says cowboy boots. So we've got cowboy boots and guns. No. The answer is, survey says, a fishing pole. And both David says Chick-fil-A is the obvious answer, and Tammy says Chick-fil-A. No, also no. The answer is Arby's. Arby's. And I don't know how old you were when you figured out, like I did, that Arby's is actually just the spelling of the letter R and B for roast beef. How many of you knew that? Did you all know that? And I didn't. I just had an epiphany one day driving around. I'm like, wait a minute. Arby's, roast beef. I know. I didn't have much of an education growing up, so. It took me a while to figure out Arby's. I wanted to show you this. There's no audio to this, but this is a family who has taught their 7-year-old German pincher, Amelie, I don't know how to say the name, to participate in the chores. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, I'll describe it for you. But watch this video. This is after dinner and what their 7-year-old dog does. Oh, dog has a spatula, it looks like. Puts it in the utensil container in the dishwasher. Now another item for the dishwasher. I don't know if these items are being rinsed off or are they coming straight from the table. You can't see that. But I think we're going to move on now to plates. Look at the cute puppy. Puts a plate in the dishwasher. Another plate in the dishwasher. Although not stacking the plates properly. So I don't know. I would never. Oh, now closing the dishwasher. Yeah, completely closing the dishwasher. I'd like to see a little bit, better organization, but that's pretty impressive. We never train our dogs to do anything. Speaking of phones and how they are tracking us and how they know everything about us, Apple has announced that there are now over, listen to this number, there are over 1 billion active iPhones right now in circulation. Isn't there only like 7 billion people on the planet? 1 billion active iPhones. 1 billion people. And I just think about that, and I think about all of the resources that are being used. 1 billion active iPhones. Orion says Randy, his dog can do the pre-watch cycle. Oh, I get it. Funny. And that's what Rick says on Facebook. My dog just tries to do the pre-rinse. I think dogs are very good for the pre-rinse. But now, if you could teach them to put them into the dishwasher, that would be fantastic. And then I've got two more stories for you here. If you ever have a really bad day, this is a story to just keep on going. This is in Leland, North Carolina. Man gets up, gets ready for work, starts driving to work, and has an accident on the way to work where he actually runs into two deer, not one, but two. Totally messes up his car. And in that moment, he decided, I'm going home and I'm going back to bed. Because that's what you do, right? I mean, that's certainly a sign that you're supposed to go home and climb back into the covers and sleep until the next day. Well, when he woke up, he had this thought and he says, wait a minute. I bought a lottery ticket yesterday. So let me check in on the numbers. So he's watching the numbers and he gets the first number. And then he gets the second number. And then he gets the third number. And it's one of these feelings, as you can imagine. Like, am I really seeing this right? Is this for the right dates? He says, I'm like, wow, it was just crazy. He matched all five white balls. The odds 1 out of 12.6 million, which entitled him to a cool $1 million prize. But then the 2x Megaplier ticket was drawn. And that doubled his take. And he won $2 million. So that's just, I don't know if that's an example, if you're having a really bad day. I don't know what is the message there. Play the lottery, even on your bad days. I don't know what the message is. And then I have one more story that I want to share with you. There is a Guinness Book of World Record for everything. And did you know that there is a Guinness Book World Record holder for the lowest singing voice? Have you heard this guy? If you haven't, you're about to. Sing along if you like.
I got a walk.
Got to
Could you guys hit those lower notes? I have a really high voice. People tell me I sound like Kermit or the Aflac Duck, so I wouldn't even try. Robin says, Cambridge Analytica used people taking dumb quizzes on Facebook as an indicator of who to target with the ability to sway their opinion in an election. Kind of fascinating to see what they were able to do with Facebook data. I know, and kind of frightening. When you think about all of the information that we all willingly give up every single day on our phones. Well, that's all that I had prepared for you today. Please take a minute and become a sponsor of this podcast, a patron, if you will. Your one-time donation or your monthly donation will go a long way in helping me bring these podcasts to you on a regular basis. And also, and to do so, just you can pause it and you can take your camera and you can take a picture of that flow code that you can see on the screen, and it will take you to a place where you can become a patron. To those of you listening who are patrons, thank you so much. Your support is really, really helpful. It is not free to use all of these systems that I'm using to broadcast to all of these different platforms. That costs money. Costs money to host the websites, costs money to be able to transmit this to you on a regular basis. And it also takes a lot of time. I love to do it. And this podcast is growing rather quickly right now. So I'm super excited about that. And y'all get credit for that. So please, if you haven't become a patron yet, but you appreciate what I bring to you on a regular basis, if you can, I know we're in a pandemic, please take a minute and become a patron. And if you missed our discussion earlier about whether or not your party has abandoned you, if you want to join a bunch of like-minded people who would like to restore the Republican Party to civility, to integrity, to humanity, to dignity, and treating people with respect and converting people to conservatism in the arena of hearts and minds instead of just assaulting and using character assassination, if you'd like to join a group of like-minded people, we're putting together a mailing list. Go to my website, jmcfarland.com, and right up there at the top, you'll see a link where you can join the mailing list, and we'll start there. From there, we'll put up a Facebook page. We just want to see how many of us there are out there in this situation, and can we use the power of our voices to have an impact and create change within the Republican Party? That is the goal. With that, thank you everybody so much for joining me tonight. I hope you have a wonderful evening. And I will be back with you very soon.